Peace. Welcome to Spears and Mics. I'm your host, Zulu King L1, along with our host, Zulu King Just P.
Salute. Peace,
King. If you're not subscribed to the channel already, man, definitely hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit that notification, all of that. Keep in the loop with the Zulus. We're striving to give you hip-hop culture, talk about the streets once in a while, and also drop some knowledge, you know, so stay in tune with the channel. Peace to our brother, Watt Slice, not in the building with us today, but definitely here, usually always on time, dropping the jewelry and dropping the joints with us, you know, so he'll be back on probably next episode. Peace to him. So today, you know, me and P, we wanted to come out, you know, the news is circulating, Funkmaster Flex, retiring after 33 years of being on the radio consistently. And, first, you know, I want to say that we all kind of grew up in New York off of Funk Flex. Big part of us hearing many records that we grew up loving, and you know, the bombs, dropping bombs on the records, iconic. We used to be tuned in as kids, you know, even when it wasn't full-time hip-hop, you know, that was like our you know, for many brothers and sisters our age, like an entry level into hip-hop, or like our access aside from Video Music Box, aside from The Box or Yo MTV Raps, you know what I'm saying? Hot 97 was it for us, you know. I remember hearing countless classics, and just recording on the cassette or overdubbing, you know, some of my mom's cassette tapes, putting tape on it, you know, Bring the Pain, Method Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, record and being mind blown, and Flex will have you gas too, because he'll be dropping the bombs on it and he'll keep rewinding it. And by the time you hear it, man, it was just like, you was mind blown, you know? So salute to Funkmaster Flex on 33 years.
Congratulations.
Word. You know, I'm assuming that he's probably going to jump into something else. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something bigger, greater. You know what I'm saying?
Probably something.
Yeah, I don't know. What you think?
I think something with the car culture. I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's big. Yeah, big on that.
He tried the lugs. You know what I mean? He tried the fashion.
Nah.
He tried too. Malcolm's is pretty good.
Yeah. I think, speaking about his albums, I think like 60 Minutes of Funk definitely like volume one was crazy. I enjoyed a lot of them. Volume one, volume two, volume three, The Tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Like it was kind of, you know, he definitely has some classics on there.
Volume three? Or 60 Minutes of Funk?
I think it was up to volume three. Yeah. 60 Minutes of Funk. And he had, like, recent releases, too. I know, like, a few years back, he dropped a joint with King Von, and he was supposed to come out with another album. Yeah, like, he had mad joints with, like, newer artists and all. So he stayed active, like,
here's a volume four.
You know. Oh, well. So, you know, one of the things that stand out to me, like, Flex has a lot of, like, a lot of accomplishments and a lot of, you know, things under his belt. You know, I mean, aside from the 33 years of being on the radio, which is incredible, I mean, that somebody could last that long and stay relevant and have a fan base that's loyal to keep somebody on the radio for 33 years, 1992 to 2025, right? Like, he, you know, his freestyle YouTube videos are kind of iconic also. I would say, you know, kind of like, more so, I would probably say Sway was somebody that kind of like first more so popularized that. But I think Funk Flex's series was pretty legendary also. A lot of freestyles. What you think, P?
I mean, my bad. Hot 97, like, they had it. They would always have, that I can remember, like, artist freestyle no matter what.
Right.
They appeared.
Put you on the spot.
And Flex had a lot. I remember hearing MJG and 8-Ball and Fat Joe all run on Flex one day. I remember hearing, I think the Snoop and Exhibit, and this is when they just dropped the song "Bitch Please." Snoop was kind of on that, and that song just dropped, and they rhymed over that beat for like
an
hour.
Right.
The Rockefeller joint, the Rockefeller was on where they all went up to
Whoa.
I remember being in my bedroom as a kid hearing that on the radio. So when just the regular like freestyles, like kind of the internet ones, those is like because that's like based off to me like from that. That's like kind of a compact version, because he don't do that. You listen to his shows now, he's not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Artists aren't doing that anymore.
It was dope
more when it was live back then, but it's still a good thing to be able to showcase it now, and that's still a good look. I mean, I've seen even the new ones, like I've seen Corey Guns go crazy in there. That was one of my favorite ones. I've seen that. I seen Lola Brooke, a newer artist. I like what she did. I seen Graf.
Yeah, I like that song.
You know what I'm saying? So, Simon the Prince got a classic one on there. I've seen
Was it Black Thought that wild out on his too, Black right?
Wild out.
That became
N-Royce.
Right. That's a fact. Both of them, and that was like a lot. I mean, everybody knew Black Thought was a monster, right? But like that got a lot of attention and I'll say like really like people were really putting respect on his name after that, like because it got such a wild buzz, and you know that's great for Black Thought because, I mean, the real heads already knew what type of time he was on, but like I think that was like a viral moment in hip hop, like yo,
it was fun.
Like who. Right, who's fucking with Black Thought? Like Flex really put him on there,
right.
and showcased him to the world. Like,
yeah,
which is you know what I'm saying, like that's dope. Yeah. That was iconic.
He was already like Black Thought. It was like a reminder on a high level because I've seen Black Thought on like Tony Touch or
of course,
like I. like son, he was it was Tony Touch the show. And Sean Price was there. Fame from MOP was there. M1, I want to say, from Dead Boys, AG, and Illogy. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. That's a crazy mix.
They all
rhymed. Crazy lineup.
They all that's rhymed crazy. One time. But when Thought rhymed, he went crazy. So when it came back to them, they had, like, you see them, like, sit up in their seat and get, like, really rhyme. And then he went even crazy like again, you know? And that's
Whoa.
To me that's like super like groundbreaking legendary, but the Flex
Whoa.
He went up there and just did his thing like regular shit kind of to me, and it was just because it was on Flex, it was like out there even Royce. Yeah. Royce was a legendary one, and it was because he was kind of quiet around that time, and he went up there and stood out. But good. I didn't like how he did Griselda. Like they went up there hard because it was Flex, and he just made the stupid goofy fucking faces and shit that he did. No, he didn't even do that. He acted like he was unimpressed and basically ignored it when that's not even something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, him and Conway had like a little thing right at one point. Right. That's when Conway the Machine called him a gatekeeper and all of that, I believe, right?
And it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Cause that was that wasn't a frowned upon thing coming up, and now it definitely is a frowned upon thing now. Falling to
war.
You know what I'm saying? But back then that was like a thing to be kinda, you know what I mean? They had those gatekeepers.
War. I remember there was a Zulu chapter I think in Atlanta called the gatekeepers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a fact. I think that was the brother Methuselah out in Atlanta. That was the name of his chapter. And it's funny how, like, yeah, you said, like, times change because, like, before that would be something like, yo, we the gatekeepers of the culture.
Right.
And that's, like, something like, yo, like, we guarding the gates to keep the culture intact, preserved.
And now,
but, like, now it's, like, the way they spin things now, it's, like, it's like an insult, like a diss. You know what I mean? So
and shit is
weird.
No, nonetheless,
yeah.
really holding the standard too much like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's
I think like Flex had a lot of iconic beefs, you know, beef with Clue.
Why though?
I don't know if it stems from the Power 105, High 97 thing, you know, like maybe Clue challenging him, I guess, for like that slot time where they're going head to head.
Maybe
that could be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, I mean, both DJs are iconic. You know what I'm saying? Both is legends. I mean, Flex obviously is more of, you know, have a greater history, but Clue's right behind him.
They're different though. It's just because
they are.
Clue went on the radio after he was already legendary type shit. Because Flex don't right. know what Clue do. Clue just went on the radio trying to do kind of what Flex is doing. But
right, exactly. Follow his path.
Right.
We knew Clue from like the, you know, legendary mixtape series and exclusives.
Yeah.
You know, he basically followed Flex. I mean, like, you know, even with The Professional, you know what I'm saying? Like, that album was crazy, that Clue dropped.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, Flex was already had Mad Joints, The Tunnel, you know, 60 Minutes of Funk, Volume 1, 2, 3,
one,
so on and so forth. He had the record deal with Loud Records. He had the record deal with Nervous back during like the whole Black Moon when they was dealing with Nervous Records. You know what I'm saying? Same time Smith and Wesson and Buckshot and all of them had their deals with Nervous. He was on Nervous also. So Flex already had like basically industry power.
Right.
But you know, and for those who don't know, man, like, you know, Flex, he paid his dues. Like, he was Red Alerts, like, crate carrier. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why he kind of got tied up with the Zulu Nation, you know, to a degree, you know, with his relationship. Red Alert as his mentor, him carrying records, learning the business, learning everything. Because I think Flex's father is, like, Flex is Jamaican, and I think his father's, like, a, you know, somewhat of a DJ, also some type of selector.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As they would say. So I guess it's in his blood, and Red Alert pushed him along a little further. But you know what's weird, P? Like, and I'm pretty sure you heard this story. When we came up, you know, in the Zulu Nation, when they say when B.O. died, like, the Zulus, the elder Zulus, in particular, the Shaka Zulus, wasn't pleased with, like, Flex comments on the radio. Because he said, like, you know, R.I.P., you know, Zulu King B.O., and he was like, kind of like, yo, you know, like, you know, you live by the gun, die by the gun type statement or something along that matter. Like, basically, like, he expected B.O. to meet that demise or something like that, if I recall. And then they didn't like that. And I've heard this from a lot of different elder Zulus where they went to High 97 and washed Flex at the station. And I guess, I don't want to say robbed him, but they made it seem like he basically gave him a big donation, like, afterwards. Like, yo, like, here, this is for y'all. You know, respect to the Zulu Nation. I ain't got no problem with y'all. And from what I was told, they watched him. I don't know if it's cap. I don't take the elders to really be lying because they've put hands and feet on so many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing for them to just go run down on somebody. When you got that type of muscle and that type of brothers that's willing to crash out, especially in 1995, in the prime of the Zulu Nation, you know what I'm saying? So,
how are they able to still maintain a connection to Funkmaster Flex after, to the point where they went up there with B. Stinger?
Yeah,
years later.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I guess, you know, Bam and Flex is kind of close, you know, because those that, like, I guess, you know, for those that are in hip-hop or staying in tune with things or even listening to the radio, which I don't think most people do, like, Flex brought Bam up there last year, August 2024, and I was disappointed in Flex because, like, you know, not to say that he knows the truth behind anything or whatever, like, but at the end of the day, like, you already know what's alleged, and you bringing that man on there, like, to trigger survivors and, like, basically the whole hip-hop community in an uproar over this man's alleged actions, and then you bring him up there to try to, like, clear his name, And that's cool if that's your boy and that's, someone you looked up to. We all know that Bam's done a lot for a lot of people, but like, I don't know. I thought it was super ugly and it was triggering for me to hear Bam up there, you know what I'm saying, at that time.
And also, he got at R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying, for
I
doing.
was just about to say that.
Why not get at Bam? You know what I'm saying?
Right, you put the gloves on and attack R. Kelly, which Kells didn't even respond to him, but like, yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, yet, you was up there like really giving Bam a platform, like basically 8 years after like the scandal broke out, you know what I'm saying? So like, it's weird, you know what I'm saying? Especially knowing that, like I said, from all the elder Zulus telling me that they put hands and feet on Funk Flex over the BO statements. Rest in peace to Zulu King BO though. Salute to the original Shakas, and those that still striving to keep his name alive and all of that. You know what I mean? I have an interesting story too at Hot 97. Like, I don't even know if you were there. I remember Nation being there, maybe Q, a couple of I think Acer. But early morning, I think it was like for the 30 something Zulu anniversary, they were like, yo, we're gonna go to Hot 97 and like promote the Zulu anniversary. And I don't know, who was up there at the time, because this is like a while ago, but I remember they tried to play us at the door, and I remember Shaka Zulu brother, rest in peace to him. He went to me and he was like, yo, this is some bullshit. Like, we started hip hop. Like, he was like, this is unacceptable. He like, I'm not letting this shit go on. He's like, yo, we Shaka Zulu. We do what the f we want to do, right? And he pulled out his pot. He went into his pocket, and he put on some MMA gloves, like some, the weightlifting gloves with the cutout fingers and all of that. And he put them things on, and he was like, yo, L1, follow me. We're going to the door. He's like, I'm gonna let them know what type of time we on. And he was like, yo, peace. Told the security guards, he said, we Zulu. They were like, oh, okay, what's up? He like, yo, whatever. They invited us to go up there and talk about the Zulu anniversary. Now y'all talking about Bambada's the only one that can go. We're going in there 10 deep. And he said, Zulu style, what y'all gonna do? They said, we ain't gonna do nothing. And he said, yeah, that's what I thought. And he was like, and he looked at me and said, see, that's what you do. You don't give them no options. We don't ask for nothing. We take it. And I was like, yo, this dude is crazy. Like, this brother's like, you know what type of shit they was on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the way they basically raised us. Like, like, hey, Zulus, we basically responsible for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Going around the world, naming it, you know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. So it's like, yo, how dare anybody tell us that we can't access something that basically is living off of us and our work. You know what I'm saying? So, rest in peace to Shaka Zulu brother. But I remember that was pretty impressionable because we was all lined up outside High 97 getting ready to tear the place up if need be. You know what I'm saying? That was basically what the outcome was going to be if they didn't let us in the building, you
Yeah,
know?
the one of them universals, and it was when the medallion that was the most recent was it was like the Africa patch, and it was the black on top. You know what I'm saying? Black top. I don't know how it might. I don't know how or why, brother just was talking. I don't know how that started, but I know brother when he was just like he said that black top. I done did this, that, and the third for that laptop. And then
Whoa.
he dead ass was quiet and just like stared off kind of after he said that. And I remember to me, I was like, I didn't know what it was. I just, to me, because we were taught like, you know what I'm saying, keep the red and the green kind of separate. So I just thought,
Yeah.
I'm already thinking like Bam is just making these shits. He just seen them mass produced anniversary money type shit. But when he said that, I remember like, yo, what the fuck is up with this? Like Zulu always got some more mystery new shit. So I
Well, yes.
explain what the black top to me was. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time I seen like brother. You know, many times he would just show up and
Right.
be mad cool, but he was always like serious. You
Yeah, he was on that Shaka
know
Zulu time
what I mean?
24/7.
Hard box. I was like, damn.
Yeah. While we talk about him, I'll say a couple more things about the brother. He used to just show up to some of the Shaka Zulu functions, and he wasn't really participating, but he would watch brothers, and he just looked so serious and intimidating. And then I remember seeing him like one time somebody was talking, dudes be coming to the Zulu anniversary. They come weeded up, liquored up, they loud. And I seen Shaka brother like observing this Puerto Rican dude. He was saying, "Yo, I didn't know it was the Zulu anniversary. I had to slap a nigga on the train 'cause he didn't tell me the Zulu anniversary was coming." He was mad loud, right? So you could tell he's wild, like drunk. And like I see brother just observing him for 10 minutes, like giving him the mean mug. And bro, he ain't even paying attention. He just off to see the wizard, right? And then I saw brother shake his head, and he put them gloves on. This shit was like a, and he just grabbed bro, like put him up on the wall, lifting him up on some geek like nerd shit. And he's like, "I had enough of you. Shut the fuck up." You know what I'm saying? And then boy sobered up real fast, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And say like another time, man, brother. One time, I think me and Acer was gonna get it into with some Rough Riders, you know, nothing against the Rough Riders, but they didn't want to get searched at the Zulu anniversary, for whatever reason. They like, "Yo, we Rough Riders." And brother basically told me, man, like, "Yo, everybody getting searched. I don't give a damn who it is. If they ain't Shaka Zulu, they getting searched. You already know what it is. Like, it don't matter who you are, don't matter what your position is in Zulu. Like, if you're not Shaka Zulu, you're getting searched." And brother was like basically putting a battery in our back, like letting us know, to set it off if need be. You know what I mean? Kind of giving us the green light. But yeah, man, rest in peace to the brother Nathaniel, aka Zulu, Shaka Zulu brother. He was a real one. And what I want to say is, like, one day he had told me, he was like, "Yo," he said, "I'm proud of who you are in the family and how you represent." And he said, "Yo, believe it or not, I got a picture with you that I keep on my desk at work, and people be asking me like, 'Yo, is that your son or whatever?'" He's like, "Nah, he's like my son in Zulu." Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, "That's the little bro that's like putting in work." He's like, I got mad love for him. He's like a son to me." And he was like, "Yo," he said, "if you don't believe it, you can come to my office one day." And he's like, "You can see the picture." I was like, "That's crazy." I said, "I appreciate that, you know?" So rest in peace to him. But back to Funk Flex. Flex, I really thought his 60 Minutes of Funk joint stood out. He had the Zulu War Chant on that, and he would play that on the radio often. And if, I'm sure you could recall as a youngster listening
Yeah, I didn't know what
to
I just listened to the radio. I didn't know what that was until after the
Well,
tour. And then I
right.
can't believe I didn't hear that the millions, thousand times I heard it as a kid.
Man, I used to hear it a million times, being like, hearing that the Zulu War Chant remix, and Zulu Gustavo,
Yeah,
that's
I didn't know what that was.
well, because he basically played it on the radio every single day, like multiple times a day, anytime he was on. So hearing that as a youngster, when you're 14, 15 years old, and then on top of just hearing, Q-Tip and De La Soul, Jungle Brothers, Fat Joe. I mean, basically everybody in all the greats of the industry mention a Zulu Nation. It kind of becomes something that you like, yo, you gotta find out more about what this Zulu Nation thing is, but yeah, man, Funk Flex, yeah, man, that's incredible, man. I wish, the brother the best. I think he's, been active in like throwing park jams and being active at park jams even to this day. You know what I'm saying? So like I've been to a few free events in the recent years that he did, even with Fat Joe popping out and performing a bunch of songs and doing it off the love for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the essence of the DJ, man, throwing park jams for free to bring about that peace, that love, that unity, and that having fun. you know, the principles of the hip hop culture. So, you know, one of the things that I could say about Flex is that, you know, iconic moments in hip hop, and then you know, just lowlights too. His beef with Steph Lover over, like, I think it's
That
Nas. That was
was
crazy too, right? And
whack. That was a whack thing that he did with Christina Milian.
yeah,
Kind of
that
all
with him,
women.
right?
All the women. Like the other ones, I kind of understand. Like with Clue, with R. Kelly,
Yeah, leave the woman alone. Don't, no men should be beefing with any women, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a bully maneuver, and it's kind of like, it's kind of whack. Like a dude that has influence and power to be beefing with somebody, like a female, it's kind of like a sucker move. It's something that we never respect. Amongst the real ones, we don't respect dudes talking down to women, dudes talking down to youth. So, you know, those are some of the lowlights. But when you look at the highlights versus the lowlights, you know what I'm saying? You still got to kind of salute what he's been to the culture. You know what I mean? And opening the door and, like, kind of like making a way for, like, an Angie Martinez, who's in her own right a super hip hop icon, you know, and not even being a part of the Elements, huh?
Include that case
Yeah, definitely.
DJ's being on the radio doing mixture.
Right.
It comes from Flex, basically. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
that's a fact. That's a fact. I thought his lugs was a failure, you know what I'm saying?
I had a pair.
I thought it was a failure, you know, no disrespect to those that did go there. But I know a lot of people that, huh?
Then I realized this bootleg. Like once I realized what VIM was, then I realized.
Whoa. Yeah, VIM, you know, shout out to VIM, man. Listen, if you don't got it, and you know, it's better to go to VIM and be clean with some stuff that, you know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody got it. I'll be in the Bronx and on 149th and 3rd Ave, they got the VIM right there, and people be still in there, man, two floors deep. You know, they be selling, you know, clothes that's for,
I'll
you know,
go.
people that don't got it, and it's cool. It's nothing wrong with it. You got it or you don't got it. You know what I'm saying? Not everything is always going to be designer. Like, you know, and that's something to me that's whack in hip hop, that hip hop comes from humble beginnings and just making things look fresh no matter whether it's expensive or not. We've put our twist onto it. And now all of a sudden it's gotten to, like, be associated with designer, where, like, most of us cannot afford that. And then now we feel obligated to, like, buy these items, or, like, it's like a grill to us, you know what I mean?
It's a whole yeah, that's a whole separate topic too, because
Yeah, I want to talk about that one day, you know what I mean?
all that and all these the denim tears and the chrome hearts and all these Amiri all that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I understand that, you know, you're gonna pay a premium for certain things, and that's, if you got it, you got it, right? But I just don't understand how we go from affordable clothing, right? Like, just the many different generations, the Pro Keds, the Lees, the Pumas, you know what I'm saying? And then go to, like, you know, something just that's not even obtainable by most people that's in hip hop. You know, like, to me, I like the era that we came from, where you could have a Sean John shirt or Rockaware, or, you know what I'm saying, like, School of Hard Knocks and
What
Nietzsche. You know what I'm saying? Like,
was that?
Echo.
PMB, you know what I mean? All that.
PNB,
Art
Nation,
design.
right?
What?
Word.
They'll
Yeah,
do
you know, Echo.
Echo.
Echo. I thought all of that was right. You know what I'm saying? FUBU. I thought that was a dope era, because it, you know, you could get fresh. It was hip hop, and you didn't have to, like, yo, rob the bank to go do it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You can get a shirt for 25. You can get a pair of jeans for 40 tops. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I'll say before we switch, you know what I mean, go too far, is that I do. I one thing that I give Ralph Lauren is that he's the only brand, maybe Supreme, I think. I don't know if like Gucci and like Yves Saint Laurent, I don't know if they appreciate with value once you buy it. Where I know like Ralph shit goes up in value like have it. That's like you could sell that for like, you could put like what you bought and like two more points on it, like another $100 on whatever. You know what I mean? If it's 5, 10 years from now, even you could sell it for what you got it for like a month later. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I've seen that appreciates. I don't know if like Gucci and other stuff does that, but I know Supreme kind of has that value, but everything else, like you can't fuck around with FUBU now. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Tommy, as far as like the reseller, but all those things, that's an insane thing how all that is like almost once it hits Marshalls and VIM status, it's over. You know what I mean?
But it's a wrap.
At that point, they're so big that they can sell it off to, you know what I mean? Because you can buy some John right now down the block at Marshalls, same shit, and Target. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big that they can sell it because it'll be like, you know what I mean? Something that people can buy at the discount spot. It's crazy. I think Yeezy's going to I think, aren't they selling Yeezys in Target or some shit like that?
Yo, I haven't seen them, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I'll be honest, I never bought a pair of Yeezy sneakers. I never bought no Yeezy sandals. Yeah. Partly because like they were hard to obtain, you know what I'm saying? Because Hypebeast were jumping all over it. So, you know, but I don't know. Like, you know, people have like the Wave Runner Yeezys and this dude's still wearing them. Like it's to me it's play. Like, how long could you wear a pair of sneakers? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, like I think you got to retire a certain, you know what I'm saying? If nothing new is coming out, like, you know, some type of new spin to it, like a new colorway or something, like it's time to hang it up. But, you know, whatever. To each his own, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a guru of fashion or whatever. I strive to do my best. I look neat and clean when I can. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, Polo definitely, like, if you got a couple of collectible joints, man, people will give you, it's like jewelry, man. The shit just keeps going up. The value just keeps going up. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's
crazy.
Word, man. But yeah, man, peace to Funk Master Flex, peace to High 97.
Peace.
You know what I'm saying? Cause man, yo, like we remember P, like that shit wasn't even a hip hop station at first. Man. You know what I'm saying? I used to listen. It was like Z100 type shit. Like, they used to play dance records, like freestyle records on there.
The Black Station was 98.7. Or
Kiss FM and BLS.
BLS.
You know what I'm saying? That's
like that. It was Anita Baker and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
R&B. Right. Yeah, it was rare to get a hip-hop joint on the radio. Yeah. You know, but High 97 kind of like changed all of that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, look now, like we got High 97, we got Power 105.1, and then what's the other one? Is it The Beat or some shit? Block. What is it?
The Block.
The Block.
4.6. Yeah, that. And it's all like, you know what I mean, stuff when we were young, which is crazy. That means we're old. Because it's all like throwback.
That's a fact. It's basically a hip hop oldie station. You know what I'm saying? Which Power 105.1, when they first came out, remember they were playing. They were more so like, yo, we're going to throw it back. And they would play like a new joint and an old joint, like an older joint. They would mix it up.
That's when he first came out.
Right? That was their thing. And then I guess they were like, wait a second, we neck and neck with High 97. Yeah. Let's
like, fuck that shit, man.
Let's change it.
I think Clear Channel, the big company, brought them out. And then that's when they couldn't do that anymore. You know what I mean? It didn't even matter now. You're just regular big time radio.
Right. And all these things is like syndicated across the world anyway now.
Like syndicated.
They got their own apps, you know what I'm saying, with their own archives where you could just go back and listen to years of different radio shows. Yeah, but
that big episode is on, because I got the High 97 now. I'm going to look for it.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, I think, you know, you got to look at Flex and say, like, yo, he's somewhat of a pioneer on the radio. When it comes to like,
he might pull an Angie Martinez and go. So he might go to like satellite. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he might have that lined up. A wild deal with Sirius XM.
Everybody you know? And the very next day she went to Power 105, and that was that.
That's a fact. Maybe he go to Rock the Bells or something like that.
Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think Rock the Bells is No, is it Rock the Bells a channel on Shade 4-5, or is it?
Yeah, no, Rock the Bells is its own. Yeah,
It's
Rock the Bells is its own. It
what is
took
it? Okay.
over for something, I forgot what it was called originally, but I remember Bam and Mickey Benzo and all of them had their own joint. Zulu Beats was
Yeah.
on there, like, but then ultimately, like, it changed over. It had a name, I forgot what it was, because I've been subscribed to SiriusXM for,
But
like,
isn't
I
this
don't know, 15 years.
Rock the I'm
Huh?
about to is it on
Rock the
Sirius?
Bells has its, yeah, no, it's on its own, yeah, SiriusXM, it's on its
Oh
own.
it's its own channel.
It's
It's
his
its
own
own.
channel. They got
Yeah.
Hip Hop Nation, they have Shade 45, and then
Rock
they
the
have Rock the Bells also.
Bells.
You know what I mean? But yeah, like, yeah, that's a good point, right? Like, Flex is big enough, and he's proven enough to probably have his own station if he, you know what I'm saying? With his own input, his own, you know, view. I mean, if LL Cool J can have that, why can't Flex, who's proven to be on the radio for 33 years, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, that would be dope. I think that would be dope if he did that.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, then he could talk about whatever he wants, hip hop, cars, whatever, like, you know, all of that. He could incorporate all of
We're
that. Yeah, man, but yo, peace to everybody for tuning in, man. I really need the subscribers to, you know, show some love, drop some comments, hit that like, man. We need them. We need that. It's imperative to grow the channel, to grow the brand, to grow the movement. Like the videos, drop comments, you know, interact with us, you know what I'm saying? You know, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Music, Spotify, all of that. We're here, man. You know what I'm saying? Spears and mics, you know, with L1, Just P, and Wide Slice, man. Show love to your brothers, man, for real. But man, salute to the world, man. Salute to hip hop. Salute to the Zulus. Peace to the Zulus. Peace to the whole hip hop culture. Man, we'll see y'all soon. We're probably gonna review that Ghostface album, you know,
Ghostface.
soon. Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right, y'all. Salute. Peace.
Peace, peace.